All right, here we go. Welcome to another Die and Breed discussion. It's your host, Lewis Blaine Anderson. It is 2022, January 1st, the first day of a new year. I hope you guys are spending it well. I hope everyone's safe. I hope everyone had a great New Year's Eve. But we are now in a new year with new things to do, new accomplishments to succeed, new challenges to overcome. Man, it's insane. I mean, to really just say it out loud, say we're living right now in 2022 is insane to kind of process. It's wild. Right now I'm doing the podcast in the audio version and a video version. So I might post this up on either Facebook or YouTube. I don't know yet. I'm trying to get more consistent with the podcast. It's just I haven't had much to say. I've been busy building stuff on the farm. I've been doing a lot of planning for the new building and the new shop. I've been going through personal things with like business related issues, and I had a fallout with a business partner. So I've been just trying to manage that. Winter has been hard. We've had a lot of snow. We've had animals pass from the snow. We've had just all kinds of complications from a harsh winter. So, I mean, it's what you get when you're on a farm and you're in the high mountains. We had water freeze, you know, water lines freeze, and just all kinds of different stuff. I mean, it's been a challenge. So, I mean, no excuse to not do a podcast. I just haven't had anything fruitful to say. I don't want to just make podcasts. I feel like there's a lot of podcasts out there that just have to, I guess, because of sponsorship obligations or because financial obligations, they have to put out podcasts every week or every month or whatever, or every 2 weeks or on a schedule, right? And I just don't want to put out things just to put them out. Like, I want there to be some kind of lesson or some kind of helpful insight to what I'm saying and what I'm doing, or at least have me grounded in what I believe in while I'm talking about it, right? So for that, I apologize. I really do want this podcast to be something that people can listen to consistently and have somewhere to go and have, because I look forward to my podcasts every week. Like, I have Joe Rogan that I listen to religiously, the Trash Tuesday, Tiger Belly, Bad Friends, Good For You with Whitney Cummings. I mean, there's just or Answers with Joe on every Monday. There's certain podcasts, like literally Flagrant 2 with Andrew Schultz and Akash Singh, and then all the boys from that. Like, I literally have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, literally have a podcast I listen to that comes out every day. Oh, Sad in the City with Taylor Tomlinson. Like, there's just so many good podcasts out there that, like, sometimes I get lost in their content. Like, I forget, like, hey, like, you have a podcast and, like, you talk about stuff and you can be insightful and you have something to offer people from your point of view. Because I do have a specific point of view that I'm not saying it's the best point of view, but I'm saying it's different. You know, my point of view comes from a lot of logic, a lot of like Old Testament thinking. It comes from a lot of life experience. Even though I'm young, I mean, I've been through a lot as far as dealing with people. And that has, I feel like, a different seasoning on it than what some people might say. Like, you know, dealing with people and seeing the world a certain way can only be done if you have a certain filter. So what you've been involved with, like, let's say a lot of comedians have like a lot of childhood trauma with parents and family and abuse and stuff like that, right? So they can speak probably better to those things than I can, because I had a good fucking mom. Like, she was a mom and a dad. She played dad more than mom because she didn't like certain things of the mom aspect, but she was a fucking warden, you know? She ruled with an iron fist. So I can't speak to like the lazy parent or the drunk or the blah, 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 because she was a fucking savage, you know? She was a Spartan. So I can't give you that. But I can talk about, you know, the lifestyle of a disenfranchised neighborhood. I can talk about, you know, gang relations in the neighborhood. I can talk about seeing governments not put the money that was supposed to go into certain places to help those people, you know, and how that affected the neighborhood and how money is funneled. You know, I can talk more about a higher level of corruption and evil because I've seen a higher level of corruption and evil my whole life. You know, I've seen, you know, when I was 6 years old, sorry, my first two people get shot at the same time. So, you know, and I was right there. I was a six-year-old kid in an apartment complex. And I'm on one side of the street, you know, because there's like the lane that goes through where people park and stuff like that. And I'm sitting at the bottom of the stairs on the sidewalk. And I'm looking across, and a car pulls up, two people walk up, and they had an altercation or whatever. And it was a revolver. Bullet went through one guy, pow! And then hit the other guy, and the car speeds off, and there's two fucking dudes sitting on the ground in agony covering their bullet wounds. You know what I mean? And it was just wild. Living in the wild, and this was Pacific Northwest Washington. There was hoods everywhere. Anywhere people were poor, there's hoods. You know what I'm saying? It's not about California. It's not about New York. I mean, think about trailer parks in Alabama or Nebraska. Or I mean, there's if you're poor, there's a hood. And I don't care what you call it. You can call it whatever you want, but it's a hood. It's not about color. It's not about race. It's not about what music is. It's not even really about culture anymore. It's about economics. It's about classism. So I don't want to harp too much on that. I really want to be positive in 2022. There's a lot to look forward to in the tech industry. There's a lot to look forward to, I believe. Financially, I think there's a lot. I think there's a lot going on in our medical system. Not so much with the vaccine and all that shit, but I'm talking about like making breakthroughs as far as funding for technical like biomedical engineering. There's a lot going on behind the scenes that I feel like this virus, the Omicron and the Delta and these variants are like covering up. Not like in a way in which I would say like, oh, it's a cover up or it's, you know, oh, it's a conspiracy. No, but there's just the news is conflating all these things and making it seem so much bigger than it is when no one has even died from the Omicron yet. There's that one guy in Texas, but they can't really determine whether it was the death from that or not. So, but these things are making it so much bigger when we have massive breakthroughs happening in AI technology and computer technology and all that other thing, all these other things that no one else is really paying attention to that I feel like, as people, we should be happy about. We should be celebrating that. People are making breakthroughs in diabetes. People are making breakthroughs in heart disease. People are making breakthroughs in digestive health, GI health, all these things that a lot of people are struggling with because there's gluten allergies and all this other stuff. And no one's talking about that kind of stuff. Like, why aren't we celebrating the wins that we are having? We're like, as Americans, we're always like, oh, let's, you know, oh, there's sex trafficking. Yes, I understand that. That is a very small population of people who are. Is it horrible that people are getting kidnapped and thrown in crates? Yes, there should be specialized teams of retired CIA, military, FBI, and et cetera, police that are dispatched without the letter of the law on their back. They should be able to operate independently from the law to get everything they need done. Wholeheartedly believe that if I was a president, I would sign that into law the first day I was in office. There would be specialized teams with unlimited budgets. They would have the best tech, the best armor, the best weapons, and they would just spend their time hunting them people. But the problem is a lot of those people are tied into businesses and corporations that these politicians in certain states are kin to. So let me give you this example. And sex trafficking is huge to me. It's it's dear to my heart because like it's a lot of Native American women. It's a lot of Black women. It's a lot of children. There's not a whole lot of men who get sex trafficked. So the fact that you are preying on a known weaker subject, I guess. And I'm not trying to say women are weak. I'm just saying it's pick on someone your own size. You know, if you're kidnapping 300-pound men, 350-pound men, or even 350-pound women at that point, you know what I'm saying? Or some 6-foot kids, then that's one thing. But you guys are literally out there, you sex traffickers out there that listen to podcasts, you guys are out there like literally going after the weakest, most easily picked off women and shit like that. It's just disgusting. It's disgusting. It really, there's no honor, there's no integrity, there's nothing that you can say to ever justify what you're doing at all. I really think that as people, we should rally against stuff like that more, and in a real way. Let's not fucking type on the computer, oh, let's save these people, let's do this or that. Let's meet up in each region, and let's fucking put together a team and a faction and organize so that we have a protocol in place that we know what things look like when people are being trafficked. Now, let me finish my point. Most trafficked people are sent through containers out of the country. 9 out of the 10 largest ports in America are democratically controlled in democratically controlled states. You know who the most sex positive political group is? Democrats. Do you know who says it's okay to wear whatever you want, look how you want, be as sexual as you want? Democrats. Now, I'm not saying that they're the ones who are doing it, but it is. If you think about the evidence, okay, there's nine other ports that are the top 10 ports, or there's 10 ports that are obviously the top 10 ports in America. The one port that isn't in a, there's I think one or two ports that aren't in a democratically controlled state. And I think it's Texas and Florida. I think it's like Houston and Miami. And Miami's bad. One of the worst. I'm not denying that at all, but that's a drug thing. That's a lifestyle thing there. Not so much a political thing. Democrats say wear whatever you want. You should be able to wear anything you want. You should be able to look however you want. You should be able to do whatever you want. You should be able to, you know, walk down the street at night wearing whatever you want. In a perfect world, yes, but we live in a weird, sick world where I wouldn't want my child doing that, because that's like, okay, yeah, you should be able to swim wherever you want, and you should be able to tie fish around you in the ocean and swim in the ocean. There's fucking sharks out here. And that's the way I see it. Like, yes, you can wear whatever you want. You can do whatever you want, but there are consequences to your actions. And that's just the reality. It shouldn't be that way, but it is that way. Simple as that. Like, as a black man, I cannot be aggressive while I talk to police officers. I can't. I can't be aggressive when I talk. If I'm confronted in public by someone that's white, I cannot be aggressive with them, because when the cops get there, whoever sees that is gonna, oh, well, he was yelling. And I know that. It's not fair. Who gives a fuck about fair? It's about self-preservation. So I know I have to be calm. I have to let them act the fool to save my ass. And that's just the fucking gist of it. We have to understand, we live in a world of logic, logically controlled chaos. We live in a world that is at a constant battle between not good and evil, because a good man can kill. Our military does it every fucking day, and God bless our military. Thank you for everything you do. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Every grandfather I've had, or every grandfather in my lineage, has fought in a war. My great grandfathers have fought in the war. So on both sides. So God bless our military. I'm lucky enough. I didn't go to the military. I couldn't deal with that kind of. I couldn't deal with someone dumber than me giving me instruction and yelling at me. I couldn't do it. And in this day of the military, in 2010, when I graduated high school, there's no way I could have dealt with someone that dumb yelling at me, telling me what to do. No way. There's just no way. I would have had to go to West Point or go somewhere where I would have been used properly for my mental skills. I think it would have been a waste in basic training. I think it would have been a waste otherwise, because I would have been a 35L, which I believe off the top of my head is in the Army, and that's intelligence. Or I would have wanted to be probably like a scout sniper or like a reconnaissance, like deep behind enemy lines without a team. You know, I don't work well in teams. I know that. Anyway, military, thank you. Police officers, thank you. Firefighters, thank you. EMTs, thank you. EMTs especially, you guys see the worst of it and no one ever talks about it. All you guys. I mean, but at the end of the day, we have to, as a people, get together. People, we can't have the government do it for us. They're not gonna fucking assemble for us. Look, what happened during the Tea Party? Did the Tea Party have the government get organized for them and then they do that? No. Americans are fucking lazy. We don't riot properly. We don't assemble properly. We don't do anything properly. It's a fucking problem. When the French had an issue, they rallied properly. They got shit done. When the Chinese in Hong Kong had an issue, they rallied properly. They got shit done until COVID happened, and then that shut down that whole exercise, which people really don't remember. They were on the brink of fucking like breaking through the government, and then all of a sudden COVID happened and then shut everything down. Let's not even talk about that. South Koreans, I think, did a great job standing up for themselves when North Korea talks about doing shit. I mean, they, I guess that's not so much like a civilian thing, because that's governmental too as well, but that's civilians supporting their government, I guess. Let's see. I mean, I can't really think of many examples off the top of my head, but that should be enough to make my point made. Americans will not say, you know what's fucked up? Think about this. There's more people who assembled for GameStop stock than people who assembled for Jeffrey Epstein to put him away, or to rally against him dying in jail, or Ghislaine Maxwell, who just got convicted of sex trafficking. GameStop, dude. And that's because I believe more people want to feel a part of a group and included digitally on the internet. And this is a segue, trust me, digitally on the internet, than they want to realistically and make change. As long as they want friend groups, they want, you know, this. Everyone wants to be a gamer. That's the name of this fucking podcast. When I post it, everyone wants to be a gamer. They want a friends list. They want a group that they can go to. They want people they can talk to. They want a fucking tribe of people that they can always go to. And the problem is they can't get that normally. So they have to find things that they agree upon. They have to find things that they really believe in, that they can really come together, that they're knowledgeable enough about to have a conversation. They can disagree, they can have their Discord, they can talk, whatever, blah, blah, blah. That's exactly what Xbox Live is. Exactly what it is. You don't think people talk shit playing Destiny or Call of Duty or whatever, even through your crew? People, I mean, they're trying to simulate and emulate a digital tribe. And that's where we start talking about the metaverse. The metaverse I was talking about in 2018, literally talking about having Shell gas stations, Chevron gas stations, and my metaverse to have them help pay for the servers and stuff like that. Because I wanted like a Fast and Furious 1 style metaverse. Like, it's, you have your cars, you race, you actually have a job, or you work, or you drag race, or you drift, or whatever. You have like, and you can have guns and stuff like that. Not GTA style. You don't want people, but there's like a full like sim style metaverse that could grow and be populated. You can have, you know, I wanted to Unreal Engine, Google Earth, this thing, you know, start with a couple states, maybe one state, and then literally build a metaverse to where you could have real life sponsors in your metaverse, right? And you would have certain servers or certain people on it, and it would start as one, and as it built, you can go bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's just crazy now that it's really come to fruition. Like, these people really are going to push it. I mean, Facebook's going to do the best. They have Oculus. Facebook is going to be the number one metaverse in the world. They are going to take over. There's not going to be anyone who can touch them. They have the hardware. They have the money to back it. They have the engineers to write the software. I was messing with a VR in like 2016, 2017. And I spent like 8 hours in VR once. It was insane. Designing my room, my little launch pad. I was like, there's like a, like right now in VR and Oculus. And Oculus is what I would recommend to everyone. Shout out Facebook, Meta. Shout out Oculus. If you want to sponsor me, please believe I'll be a shill for fucking Oculus. I'm just saying. I believe BMW, Oculus. That's about it. I'll be a shill for those two companies. I will tell you, Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself to be sponsored by Oculus and BMW. JFK was shot by one man and one bullet if I was sponsored by BMW and Oculus. Straight up. 9/11 was hit by two planes that weren't Saudi people. And that was normal for those buildings to collapse that way. 100% normal. And the Pentagon was hit by a plane as well. If I was sponsored by Oculus and Facebook. I mean, I'm just saying. Because who gives a fuck? Honestly, at the end of the day, Oculus's hardware is the fucking shit. I had an Oculus Rift in 2017, and it was literally the best experience of my life. Robo Recall was amazing. Just building your, shooting the little arrows in your dock, bro. You're in this little room, and you're playing your shit, and it's not, no one's even there but you, and you love it. Like, it's your own little world. You forget where you are after 15 or 20 minutes. You forget that that's not your room, your world. You immerse yourself in there if you allow yourself to. It's amazing. Shout out Oculus. I can't say enough about Oculus. I'm getting a Rift S soon, whether I'm sponsored or not. Waiting on a video card. That's a GPU is the only thing I'm waiting on. I'm not gonna pay crazy amounts of money for one. I don't know. I think you only need like a 1050 Ti or something like that. I might just try to find like a 1060 or something like that. Because the only thing I plan on gaming on this computer for is VR. I have my Xbox One X, and that's more than enough for me because I don't game like heavy like that. It's not like a lifestyle for me. Cars is more of a lifestyle for me, so I'm not too worried about it. But yeah, the metaverse is good. When haptic suits, they're coming out with haptic hands. So if you're shooting something like with in VR, you can feel the pushback. Also, if you have a PS4 or a PlayStation, Farpoint, it is a game sent from the future to test if you're willing to help save the future. I'm telling you right now, that game is insane. I beat it when I had Oculus Rift, and I had PlayStation VR. And it's, I believe, Farpoint is only on PlayStation. That game, it's fucking nuts. It changed, so at the pace of it, you're like, okay, this is a giant fucking spider, or this is monsters or robots, I can kill these people. And then the humanoid aliens come. Your brain actually hesitates. And there was nothing I could do. My brain was like, fuck, they're standing on two legs. They're almost human. Like, it took me to override my brain to kill them in VR. It's so realistic. I had to, like, forcibly... And it was scarier because they were faster than the other ones. They were on two legs. They were more like a human. It put me in a place of, like... regression. It was like, am I really doing, like, it really made me think about my choices. That's the difference between VR. I recommend everyone, whether it's a Quest 2 or a Rift, or if you can be plugged into a PC, But the Quest is a wireless. It doesn't take any kind of PC. I think you need one to like load the games and stuff like that, but nothing like powerful. I recommend everyone get VR now, and I recommend everyone use Oculus hardware, period. And it sounds like an Oculus ad. It's not. I've used it. I'm not getting paid by Oculus yet. I'm literally going to add a little logo. I'll add an Oculus logo, and you know, I'm going to do it right now, and a BMW logo, because I want that sponsorship. Honestly, there is no, and I'm going to talk about BMW for a second. BMW can be the most dominant car manufacturer in the world if they took more chances. If BMW had a rear engine twin turbo or single turbo, most likely single turbo, rear engine single turbo straight six 1 series chassis, it would dominate it would beat the Corvette a billion times over. The Corvette would be garbage compared to it, and that's just the truth. Hold on, let me, I'm not kidding. I'm gonna add it right now. And if you're not watching, I'm sorry. Go to the video. I don't know, let me see where I put it. What am I trying to say? Am I special? Didn't I save it? Maybe I'll do it on YouTube. Wow, that took a lot. Took a lot to say. So yeah, I'll put this on YouTube. Probably post it on Facebook too. But it's a GIF, a JFIF. I don't know. But no, seriously, guys, Oculus is going to take over. The metaverse is coming. Where is it? It's not on my desktop. Oh, all files. Oculus. All right, here you go. There you go, little Oculus. It's gonna look like shit probably because I shrunk it down. I'll try to find another one that looks like poop. But yeah, no, I mean, the metaverse is gonna be wild, and I don't think people are ready for it, like, honestly. Like, I can't even explain to you, like, okay, so let me talk about some games on Oculus, right? The Air Car, a very simple game. A very, very simple game. It's amazing. You're flying around, like you get launched out of this little tunnel, and you're just flying around in a little city, and you're like just flying in a city, but you can feel in your stomach the like G forces, like you can feel. It's the brain is, I see, this is the craziest thing, and I can't even get into this because like I don't have a medical degree, and I'm not trying to act like I know everything, so I don't want to be that guy. But your brain is picking up visually just as much as it is, like, there's no gyroscope, and I don't think in your body there might be, maybe in your inner ear, but I really think that a lot of the motion sense is coming visually, and that's why like a lot of people like close their eyes when it comes to things. I'm telling you, it is an experience that has to be had. It has to be had. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, let's talk about some BMW. I have to talk about BMW. Their chassis are, let me go to my second screen here. Did it do it? No. It's not listening to me. Oh, that's F2. That's why. Dummy. All right. There's my Oculus logo, so I was looking up. Okay. This is a BMW 1 Series. This chassis is a 50-50. Let me get a 1M. Oh, see, the wagons are fire. It would even be sick if this was a, if you did a 1 Series wagon. Okay, so this is the baby, right? Oh my God. Yes. Okay. If this was rear engine. Now it'd be hard because obviously the front end isn't even that long. It fits that motor barely. It's an inline six, a twin turbo inline six in this. But there's gotta be a way to make it way. There's gotta be a way to make it rear engine. There's gotta be a way to take this chassis a 50-50 weight balance. The aggressiveness is amazing. That how narrow it is, it's nimble, it's light. It needs to be rear engine. We have to do it. The world needs BMW to make a rear engine straight six car. Because that same rear engine straight six car could fit a V12 because it already has the length, it would just need the width. So when you're building it, you would obviously build it wide enough to stuff a V12 in it, because then that would be the Le Mans car. And people aren't thinking about racing the same way they used to be. Like the McLaren F1 used a BMW V12 engine, and most people know that. But don't give BMW the look at these fucking cars. How do you make a wagon sexy? You call fucking BMW. That's what you do. Look at that. I would drive that every day. Dad car all day long. Or it, look, check this out. An X7M. Ultimate James Bond dad car. Oh my God. Like, ugh. The X7M is fucking ridiculous. Just beautiful. That's X5M. But it's just, it's gorgeous. Gorgeous. So. Let me get my BMW logo so I can continue to be a shill. Hey, but Frodo, whatever Zucker, I don't care what he's done wrong. He did not go wrong when he acquired Oculus or started Oculus. Can't remember if he bought a company and then went there, but either way. In real time, you guys are seeing me sell out for my favorite bands. I think I should do the old school logo. What do you guys think? And by the way, I have a BMW logo tatted on my right arm. I can speak English, I promise. And that's how much I love BMW. That's facts. I'm not no joker out here. We're gonna get. Hey, we're speaking this shit to existence, baby. Okay. And I love that I'm doing this live. Or pretty much live. You guys can see this happen in real time. Come on, where are you? Alright, shrink down. Be good. Alright. Can't cover the mountains. Alright. I mean, you can barely see it because it's supposed to be bigger, but oh well. That's good enough. Alright, let me lock these. Alright, guys. That's been another Dying Breed discussion. I'm your host, Lewis Blaine Anderson. Please like, share, and subscribe if you're listening to this on YouTube. It's a conversation. Simple as that. It's nothing serious. Just want to jog your mind a little bit and get you thinking. I want you to share some thoughts you maybe got from this podcast with someone you're close to, maybe your parents or a friend, and go from there. Otherwise, until next time, call your mom.